אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם
We're reading Zohar for All בראשית Genesis 2, item 281. You can ask questions at cub.tv and selected questions relevant to the studied materials will be aired live. Again, Zohar for All בראשית Genesis part 2, item 281.
Well, let's ask for the blessing. Blessing being receiving chibur, connection with the Creator. Please, that obviously occurs in the chibur between us. Yes.
281. These seven lights, the upper light, including Chagat Nehim, enter into the sea, the Malchut above the Chazeh. And they strike the sea with the Zivug de Haka'a, coupling through striking of the upper light with the sea, Malchut. And the sea becomes seven sides as it expands from Chazeh and below to the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim. Because the Zivug de Haka'a has raised returning light from Malchut that clothed the upper light. And each side from the seven sides was divided into seven streams, as written, and he stroke him into seven streams. And each stream was divided into seven rivers, and each river was divided into seven ways, and each way was divided into seven trails, and all the waters of the sea entered them. Because each complete degree emerges in five levels. Kachabtum, one below the other, that are called sides, streams, rivers, ways, trails. And they emerge in the same way that the five levels of Ak emerged, Galgalta, Absag, Ma, and Bon. Because all the forces that are in the upper one have to be in the lower one. And they emerge through four Zivugim couplings, where in every Zivug the Sfirot of the upper one are multiplied by 10. Because each lower one only emerges from the Malchut of the upper one, in a way that the 10 Sfirot of the lower one are only the 10 Sfirot, 10 Malchuyot of the 10, of the 10 Sfirot of the upper one, where Keter of the lower one is only the Malchut of the Keter of the upper one, and similarly Chochmah of the lower one is only the Chochmah, the Malchut of the Chochmah of the upper one. And when the upper one emanates the lower one, the upper one must multiply every single sphira it has into 10 sphirot in order to provide the lower one with her malchut. Because after he multiplies his keter into 10 sphirot kachabtum, then he can bestow the malchut of the keter to the lower one. And similarly, after he multiplies his sphira of chokhmah into 10 sphirot kachabtum, he can give the malchut of chokhmah to the lower one. Therefore, with every zivug that with which a lower degree emerges, the upper one must multiply its 10 sefirot by 10.
Or in another way, we can say that all the malchuyot and all the sefirot accumulates and build the malchut of that degree.
And here the Zohar speaks about the zivug of Zon, that the 10 sefirot became within them into seven sefirot, Chagat Nehim. It follows that in each zivug, the upper one multiplies by seven his own seven sefirot. Therefore, the seven lights, the upper light that includes Chagat Nehim, enter into the sea and strike the sea, and the sea becomes seven sides. And this is the first zivug for the expansion that is from Chazen above. The degree of Keter that is attributed to this expansion. And when the seven sides couple to elicit the level of Chokhmah, which is seven streams, it necessarily follows that the upper level is multiplied into seven times seven Sfirot, in order to emanate the lower degree from the Malchut that is within each one. And the chesed of the seven sides is divided into seven sefirot, Chagat Nehim. and the malchut of the chesed gives to the lower degree, and it becomes the chesed of the lower one. And similarly, the sfira of gvura of the seven sides is divided into seven sfirot chagat nehim, as it gives to the lower degree the malchut of those seven sfirot that becomes gvura in her. And similarly, each side of the seven sides is divided into seven streams in order to give the last stream within that side to the degree of the seven streams. And similarly, the level of Chokhmah, that is called seven streams. When it comes to elicit the degree that is below it, the degree of Binah, which is called seven rivers, it is also multiplied into seven times seven. And each stream is divided into seven rivers, because the chesed of the streams is divided into seven rivers, Chagat Nehim, in order to give the last river to the degree of Binah, which is called seven rivers, so that it will become the chesed of this degree. And similarly, the gvura of the streams is divided into seven rivers in order to give the last river to the degree of Binah. And similarly, the tiferet of Nechalim. And similarly, every river is divided into seven ways, in order to give the last way of each sfira to the level of Zeranpin, which is called seven ways. And similarly, each way into seven trails, in order to give the last trail of each sfira to the level of Malchut, that is called seven trails. The summary is that the 10 sfirot of Malchut are units, and of Zeranpin are tens, and of Bina they are hundreds, and of Chokhmah they are thousands, and of Keter they are tens of thousands, because the lower one has nothing that it doesn't receive from the higher one, and the higher one from the one above it, all the way to Ein Sof. Accordingly, it follows that when the upper one emanates the lower one, the upper one must be multiplied into 100, 10 times what it is, in order to bestow 10 malchuyot out of them into the lower degree. And along with this, it is also necessarily considered that the Aliyah Elyon, the one above the upper one, is at the time also multiplied into 10 times what he is, meaning to 1,000 sefirot, so that he can bestow or elicit 100 malchuyot out of them into his lower one, so that his lower one will be able to give 10 of those into the lower one. In a way that at the time that the level of Zeranpin is multiplied into 100 in order to emanate the level of Malchut in 10 of them, the level of Bina is at that time multiplied into 1,000 sefirot, so that she can elicit 100 malchuyot out of them to Zeranpin. And the level of Chokhmah is multiplied into 10,000 sefirot, so that she'll be able to give 1,000 malchuyot out of them to Bina. And the degree of Keter is multiplied to 100,000, so that she can give 10,000 malchuyot out of them to Chokhmah. Hence, the 10 sefirot in the level of Keter are like Abba ve'Ima, which has 10,000, meaning 100,000 sefirot. The 10 sefirot in the degree of Keter, each one of them has 10,000, meaning 100,000 sefirot. And the 10 sefirot at the level of Chokhmah, each one has 1,000. And the 10 sefirot at the level of Bina, each one has 100. And the 10 sefirot at the level of Zeranpin are each one 10. And the 10 sefirot at the level of Malchut are each one only units.
Is that clear? Meaning we are speaking of a relative intensity. Well, obviously it depends what we take in the whole this whole system, yes? If we are taking certain measurement with respect to the low ones and the upper one, then we always maintain the same calculation. And from here, the calculation isn't that important. What's important is something simple. If we are connected to the upper one in order to bring what the lower one asks for us, we are multiplying ourselves over our degree many folds over, many times over. Hence, to the extent that seemingly the kelim are in transition between one another, and by that they push themselves from the extent they bestow to be the extent they bestow upon the lower ones, to that extent they multiply themselves towards the upper one. But you can say, hold on, it's all the way to the Ein Sof, infinity. So what is the upper one? Correct, man you raised to Ein Sof. However, in accordance with the intensity one receives from the lower ones. Well, ask. Yes.
These numbers, 10,000, 100,000, are those discernments that a person discovers within himself? 100,000?
These numbers are speaking of the multiplication of the degree with respect to its previous degree, with all its senses. The sefirot are the intensity of the absorption of the senses. Perception. What could say? What do you want to ask all the time?
Well, it's something different already.
Okay.
When, let's say, two unite and rise into the spiritual sensation, then do they have the same sensation, or do they feel as two different ones? I mean, each one feels it from his own side, or do they have, as if they don't have a personality there, like in our world, we feel that I feel myself, and somebody else feels himself.
The question is, if I'm connecting with everyone, and from that I'm feeling that I'm connecting with them, and in them I am alive, or that I am alive and feeling reality in the common kelim, or that I increase my kelim by connecting with them. What out of these three combinations is what's real? Or maybe in general I receive something else, addition, called my common kelim with the Creator. A person feels that reality become as one, that both his kelim and the fellow man's kelim, that are also his kelim and also the Creator is inside of it, and there is no difference and gap and no subdivision here. That's it. I can't pass those things. I can't pass it in any other way, but this is, well, for now it seems to us that we are included with others. So we are, like, to the extent that I take from someone, then I add to myself. Or that I take the other person's desire and I'm fulfilling them and he's there and I'm here. And accordingly it's like I'm sending him some package in the mail. Or when we have some common account where we, or common business where we store all that we gain from the connection, from the chibur. Well, it's neither of those. The system is revealed, a system that is one, simple as that. There's nothing else. One system. Let's continue.
Item 282. Seven lights ascend and descend into seven sides, to the expansion of from Chazen below, and their level of Keter is called seven sides, because the seven upper lights enter Zivug de Haka'ah within the lower sea of the seven upper seas into the Malchut that is from Chazen above, and yet they are six and not seven, and they came out of the upper, of the one upper one, meaning from the low sea that is above the chazeh, that is considered the upper sea, towards the six that expand below the chazeh, and together with him they are considered as seven, meaning that they didn't those seven lights did not expand below the chazeh that struck the upper sea, Chagat Nehim. Rather, only six of them expanded, Chagat Nehi. But the Malchut is lacking in this expansion that is from Chazeh and below. Rather, they are considered as seven, because the upper sea, which is the Malchut from Chazeh and above, from which they emerged, joins this Chagat Nehi, and together with her, they are seven. And this conclusion of the lack of Malchut below the Chazeh is the essence of all the article that is below before us, which is necessary to understanding the sin of the Tree of Knowledge. As the sea receives, so it divides its waters to all those seas and all those Bechinot, meaning all these four Zivugim of the expansion from that is below the Chazeh. The upper sea receives above the Chazeh, and as it receives there, so it divides them into that place that is below the Chazeh. And no zivug out of them is made below the Chazeh. 283. One serpent on the left side swims in all of these rivers that extend from the Chazeh and below, and it comes to the left side so that it won't be able to suckle from all the rivers, but only from the left side of them. Its scales are as strong as iron, meaning the dinim, judgments in him, are very harsh, because the grip of the klipot is in a place of a lack of sanctity, and from Chazeh and below, they are only six and not seven. Chagat Nehi, and the Malchut is missing. Therefore, the serpent grips in that place in Malchut. The serpent grips down below, where the Malchut is missing, on the left side over there, because the klipot, the shells, only grip on the left side. It swims in all the seven rivers that extend from Chazeh and below, and comes to the left side of the rivers. And it comes through the sins of the lower ones, to yank the abundance from the place of Malchut that is missing there. And then all the lights in the rivers darken before him, because the Zivug stops immediately when the serpent touches the place of the Malchut, because its mouth and tongue are a blazing fire. Its tongue is as sharp as a hard sword, and the judgments are very hard in him, and there's no saving from him. 284. Until the serpent comes to enter the temple within the sea, and then the temple is defiled, the Malchut, and the lights darken, and the upper lights of Gal depart from the sea. And then the seas, the waters of the sea, divide and come from the left side, and the sea freezes, and its waters do not no longer flow. Malchut, that couples with the ramping above the Chazeh, which combines there with Bina, is called the temple and the sea. That from the aspect of Malchut itself, it is not worthy for the Zivug and for receiving Mochin, because the first restriction was applied to her, so that she would not receive direct light within her. And all of her qualification for the Zivug and Mochin is due to her sharing with Midat Rachamim, Bina. Therefore, once the serpent grips in the place of Malchut that is lacking from Chazeh and below, and draws her place, the place of Malchut in her essence, without her partnership with Bina, because she's lacking there, and only her place exists, therefore by this the Midat HaDin, the judgment in Malchut, is disclosed, that she is not worthy for Zivug and Mochin. And it follows that due to the grip of the serpent in the place of Malchut, if Midat Hadin down below, the partnership of Malchut and Bina falls apart in the upper Malchut, in the sea, and it is considered as the upper Malchut was defiled and is no longer worthy of a zivug, as a defiled woman who is forbidden for her husband. Because once her own Bechina was revealed, she was forbidden for Zeranpin, her husband, and she's no longer worthy of Zivug and Mochin. And then the temple, Malchut, was defiled, and the lights darken, and the upper lights depart from the sea. Since the Zivug of Malchut was stopped, Malchut that is called a temple and a sea. And the upper lights of Gaon, which are direct light, depart from the sea, from the upper Malchut. Since the Midat Hadin, the judgment of her, was revealed from the first restriction, when she was restricted so as not to receive within her direct light. And 2 points in Malchut, which are the two Malchuyot here, that the Malchut from above the Chazeh is mitigated with Bina, and the Malchut below the Chazeh is not mitigated, and she is lacking, meaning she was concealed and is not known. Therefore, the Malchut above the Chazeh is worthy of receiving Mochin due to the force of the Bina in her, because the force of judgment and restriction in her was concealed and is gone. However, at the time that the serpent arrives, through the sins of the lower ones, to draw the abundance and yanks from her place and reveals the Midat Hadin, the judgment in her, then the force of judgment is also disclosed in the Malchut from Chazeh and above. And if he was merited, this is good. And if he wasn't merited, this is bad. Because at the time that the lower ones merit, the serpent cannot grip on the place of Malchut down below and to disclose the judgment in her. Therefore, it is good, since she is an izvug of Zeranpin and bestows all good to the lower ones. However, if the lower ones corrupt their deeds, then the serpent acquires the strength to grip in the place of Malchut down below and discloses the judgment in her, and she is defiled, and the Apollites depart the sea. And this is considered as he wasn't merited, and this is bad. And this is the matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge. And it is said that the waters of the sea divide and come from the left, and the sea freezes, and its waters do not flow. The waters of the sea, which are the lights of Malchut, were divided because the Gar departed from there, and the Vak that remained came to the left side and were frozen. That even the lights that remained are not extended from her to the lower ones, and they are as if being frozen within her. 285. It is written, and the serpent was naked, that the evil serpent descends from above downwards, that it's his way is to extend the illumination of the left from above downwards, and it swims over bitter water, the judgment within her. And therefore it comes to the left side and wants to extend the illumination of the left from the upper sea above the Chazeh to the place of Malchut below the Chazeh. And by this he discloses the judgment in her. And if he wasn't rewarded, this is bad.
It is the same snake that distance between us and does not allow us to put the right intentions.
And this is the matter of the tree of knowledge. And therefore, he came down below to seduce Chava, Eve, so that she would eat from the tree of knowledge, and through it she would extend the illumination of the left from above downwards, and by that you fall into his net, and he acquires the strength to rise above and disclose the judgment in her. This serpent is all the death in the world, who incited Chava through the tree of knowledge and brought death to the world. And he enters the blind intestine of the person, which is called the blind intestine on the left side, whose suckling is only through the illumination of the left line. And the blocked blind intestine is from the redundant organs that entered man's body following the eating of the tree of knowledge, that on their behalf the body has to die. And this is the death in the world, and it enters men's blocked intestines, because it entered and clothed there and in all the other extraneous organs, that from there it brings death over man's body. And there's another serpent of life on the right side, the good inclination, that brings life to the person. And they both go along with the person. They are the good inclination and the bad inclination.
So what is the good snake? To the extent that one corrects the bad snake, it becomes a good snake. There are no two snakes. As the serpents. As the good inclination and the bad inclination. The inclination cannot be good other than with the right intention. So, questions?
Can you explain how this evil serpent brings benefit to the whole process? I mean, what do you do in order to get rid of it? There's a depiction here that is really scary, terrifying.
The bad snake is a snake that assists us in constructing ourselves. If it wasn't for him, we would have never awakened towards the corrections. We begin to feel through our whole life in different discernments that we are feeling bad with good relationships, bad relationships, advancement, non-advancement. Doesn't matter. And the snake is constantly, well, the desire to receive isn't a snake. The desire to receive is just a desire to receive. If it shows a person that it disturbs him from advancing towards the correct goal, then that same desire to disturb me from advancing, I'm calling the evil incarnation, or the snake. Meaning, there has to be already great work of scrutiny of the light that reforms, for me to see within my desire, my general desire, such desires, discernments, tendencies that are the one that disturbing me from coming to the purpose of creation. And then, from all those desires, from the total, sum total of what I have, all these desires that are revealed as disturbances in my way to come to adhesion with the Creator. If I know them, if I feel them, if I determine that they are the ones disturbing me from reaching specifically that, they are called Nahash, a serpent. Meaning you see that to identify, to locate that animal in me, such desires, it isn't simple. By the time I locate it, it is really, thank God that I found these disturbances. And then from here onwards, I begin to work on how to turn it into the good serpent. Why serpent? Because serpent is cunning. It's coming in with a hidden force from within. It diverts you seemingly to the good things, but only in order to receive stems from it. He says, do this, do that, like he said to Eve. You'll do and you'll see how good that is, and the Creator wanted. And it seems to you that this is exactly how it should be, and then it all falls into in order to receive. Hence, it's a snake because there's that cunningness in it. So, well, this is how our ego is. I will talk about it one day. Yes. First, we have to learn in a simple form what is the bad in us, and let's move to the next part.
Let's move to the next part from Tess.